From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bierski. Thanks for joining us. The collective efforts of law enforcement, local community, and family to find the young mother, Madeline Kingsbury, have led to a shocking twist that has left the city of Winona shrouded in grief and apprehension. In a disquieting turn of events, investigators have discovered human remains in the town of Mabel, just south of Winona, near the Iowa border, leading to the arrest now of Adam Fravel, the father of Madeline Kingsbury's children. Madeline Kingsbury, a 26-year-old mother of two, vanished mysteriously on March 31st, 2023, after dropping her children at daycare. The following day, Winona Police Department raised the alarm, pleading with the public for assistance in locating the young mother. By April 5th, Police Chief Tom Williams had termed Kingsbury's disappearance as involuntary and suspicious, highlighting community concern for her safety. A heart-rending appeal from Kingsbury's sister, Megan, underscored the urgency of finding Madeline, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a best friend, but most importantly, a mother. In response to the mounting desperation, an incredible 1,800-person search party rallied for a two-day search canvassing a large area of southeastern Minnesota on April 7th. Despite the community's best efforts, the search came up empty. 5 days later, Adam Fravel, Kingsbury's former partner and the father of her two children, issued a statement through his attorneys denying any involvement in the case. As April drew to a close and hope began to fade, city officials sought the assistance of property owners, asking them to report any old wells, homesteads, windmills, windmill bases, and sinkholes, and to mark their properties as searchable. In a moving show of community support, a prayer vigil was held on May 5th. Kingsbury's father, stepping into the public eye for the first time since his daughter's disappearance, implored attendees to make Madeline's whereabouts their battle cry. May 27th saw volunteers lining the banks of the receding Mississippi River, searching for any signs of the missing mother. Tragically, their efforts came to naught as the case wore into June. Fravel's petition for custody of his two children was denied, leaving them in the care of their maternal grandparents who had been caring for them since early April. The case took a shocking twist then just yesterday, June 7th, when Adam Fravel was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder. This came on the heels of the discovery of human remains found in some brush off Highway 43 near Mabel, an area investigators had been scrutinizing since April. Fravel is currently held at Winona County Jail, where authorities work tirelessly to identify the remains. This, the first in a chilling revelation, the first substantial breakthrough in the case. As we wait for further developments, our thoughts go out to the Kingsbury family and the Winona community at large, all affected by this tragic case. We'll continue to bring you updates as we have them for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.